Today is a WRL weather alert day. We have an excessive heat warning for parts of the viewing area and a level 2 risk for severe storms. I'll show you what time to expect the heat and the storms where you are.
And we're following breaking news overnight where a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle in Raleigh and a police cruiser was also heavily damaged. We're live with a look at what we know so far.
The indictment includes 41 felony counts and is 97 pages long.
A fourth indictment against former President Donald Trump. He and 18 others, including a former North Carolina congressman, are now facing charges in Georgia.
And making sure your child has a way to get to school in less than 2 weeks. Wake County Schools is giving an update today on its effort to add enough bus drivers to cover the route, a topic we have covered heavily for a long time now. We'll have more on that coming up, but thanks for joining us on your Tuesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here in the last couple of days. It's been oppressively hot out there, no doubt, and an excessive heat warning today. In fact, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center, these don't come around that often.
They don't. We do have a level 2 risk for severe storms for today. Damaging wind is going to be our biggest threat. Interestingly enough, we have a cold front that's moving across the mountains right now. We've seen a number of severe thunderstorm warnings and even a tornado warning that moved across the Boone area overnight last night. So we'll be watching for an isolated tornado, certainly, and the potential for some damaging wind. This morning, we're looking at clear skies. That sunshine as it comes up is going to heat things up very fast like it did yesterday. But the thunderstorms will come in at about the same timeline. We started to see those storms pop right around or just after lunchtime. Same timeline for us today. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, we're seeing those from the Triangle area north and west. Around 4 o'clock, we're starting to see those sliding eastward. By 6 or 7, it looks like the severe threat is probably over, but there might be some lingering showers behind it. So it's going to be more of an afternoon type of an event for us. Of course, heat, a big story today like it was yesterday. Heat advisory there in orange where it'll feel like up to 110, but feeling like up to 115 where we have the excessive heat warning. And in the Triangle area, it got up to 113. So we do have our tower lit in red for severe storms for later on today. It's 80 degrees now in the Triangle area. It's really warm, very sticky. We're looking at mid to upper 70s elsewhere. The dew point is way up at 76 right now, which is very, very high. Of course, our high temperature this afternoon will be hot to 97. Yesterday was 98, but of course we're looking at the heat index as being our real problem. We do get a bit of a break tomorrow. I'll show you how far our temperatures will drop coming up, Brian.
It is 6:02 right now, and we have a hit and run investigation on the south side of Raleigh. This is Wilmington Street near South Saunders Street. Getting some indication this may be on that ramp from southbound Wilmington Street where it merges into South Saunders Street. They haven't turned the camera around there just yet. Not seeing any problems right now on Saunders, but on that ramp, that Wilmington Street ramp, you could see some police activity as they investigate that. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're in pretty good shape as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh. No problem showing up right now.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking overnight, we're hearing more reaction to the latest indictment handed up against former President Donald Trump. Late last night, Fulton County D.A. Fani Willis announced charges against Trump and 18 others, including former North Carolina Congressman and Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. The charges are all related to the effort to overturn the result of the 2020 election in Georgia.
And Michelle, after midnight, attorneys representing Trump issued a statement. 41 counts. They call that indictment shocking and absurd. Meantime, Willis says Trump and the other 18 defendants have until noon on August 25th to voluntarily surrender. In addition to Trump and Meadows, other defendants include Trump's ex-lawyers John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani.
And Trump is facing 12 counts in the indictment, including racketeering, soliciting a public official, making false statements, and conspiracy. The grand jury in Atlanta met for about 10 hours yesterday before handing up the charges. Prosecutors in Georgia have been looking into an alleged scheme to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in the state. Trump lost to Joe Biden in the state by less than 12,000 votes. In a news conference just before midnight, the district attorney said Georgia has laws that allow an election's result to be questioned, but Trump and his associates did not follow them.
The indictment alleges that rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result.
Now, it will be up to a judge to set a date for the trial, but Willis says her office will propose that it happens in the next 6 months. Trump shared a statement from his campaign to the social media platform Truth Social, calling Willis a rabid partisan and referring to the indictment as election interference.
This is now the fourth indictment handed up against former President Trump in recent months, totaling 91 charges. In March, he was indicted in New York on charges related to the hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. In June, he was indicted in Florida on charges related to his handling of classified documents there. And last month, he was indicted in Washington, D.C. on charges related to the lead up to January 6th.
And this morning on Today, NBC News' Blaine Alexander is live outside the Fulton County Courthouse, plus legal and political analysis of the election probe. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL. And we're also following breaking news in Raleigh this morning, where a person was hit by a vehicle. The crash happened in the southbound lanes of Capitol Boulevard near Calvary Drive. WREL's Laura Levine joins us from the Raleigh Police Department. Laura, what are you learning about this crash?
Yeah, Michelle, and this is a very busy intersection that we're talking about right now. We're asking several questions to police about what exactly happened, but this did happen around 11 o'clock last night. So let's get straight to some of that video where you can really see the heavy police response. Again, a pedestrian was struck in the southbound lanes of Capitol Boulevard, just south of Calvary Drive. In this video, you can also see a RPD cruiser with hood damage. It's unclear what involvement that cruiser had in this incident. We are told that the driver did stay on the scene. Since June, we have reported on three other incidents involving a person being hit overnight at this exact same intersection. Drivers are asked to be mindful when passing through the area because you may still see some police activity. But as far as that pedestrian, that person was taken to a local hospital where they are being treated for serious injuries. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WREL Live Center. Apparently, two small earthquakes shook things up a bit in Guilford County. Take a look at this map to show you exactly where this happened. One earthquake reportedly happened just after 2 this morning. Another one happened just minutes later. The U.S. Geological Survey reporting the earthquakes rated about a 2.0 on the Richter scale. The tremors happened near McLeansville, just northeast of Greensboro this morning. And some people in the Triad are reporting they felt something in the middle of the night. So we will continue monitoring this story and keep you updated here in the WREL Live Center.
The start of the traditional school calendar is almost here. Wake County Schools is trying to make sure your child has a ride to class. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning from the bus yard. Kelsey, the school system is working to make sure there are enough drivers in what has become a nationwide problem that we're feeling here at home.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, they are. We're expecting to get an update today about that bus driver shortage from Wake County Schools. And a lot of these buses are going to be sitting here in the depot come the first day of school without anyone to drive them. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we told you that there were 17 bus routes without a full-time driver. This means about 2,000 students won't have normal bus transportation at the start of the school year. Here's how that could impact your kids depending on where they go to school. The school system is using substitute drivers to pick up elementary schoolers every day, but middle and high schools will only get service every other week. Now, the school system hasn't determined which schools would be impacted, but they say they're trying to avoid those higher need schools because a lot of those students may not be able to find their own transportation, and we'll get a better look of the bigger picture later tonight. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Divers will return to a Person County pond about an hour from now. They're trying to find a gun. Sheriff's deputies say a father used to kill a driver who struck and killed his son yesterday morning. The father, Chad Woods, is in police custody. The Person County Sheriff's Office says he and his family were walking down Dink Ashley Road around 6 o'clock yesterday morning after they ran out of gas. That's when Jeffrey McKay hit and killed 17-year-old J.R. Woods. Investigators say while McKay was calling 911, Woods shot and killed him. Police say Woods and the teen's mother then got into McKay's truck and drove home, leaving the man and their son in the road. Woods is charged with second-degree murder.
Carolina Hurricanes, NC State, and PNC Arena all say today will be historic. They're expected to announce a long-term extension for the Canes, a development project around PNC Arena, and a $300 million renovation to the arena itself. The money is coming from Raleigh and Wake County hospitality taxes. Formal votes by the Centennial Authority, which owns PNC Arena, and the Raleigh City Council are planned for this morning. Commissioners will vote next week. You can watch that announcement this morning at 9 o'clock live on WRL.com or the WRL app.
Well, coming up, an update today in the work to keep your kids safe in Durham parks, the measures the Bull City is considering after finding unsafe levels of lead.
Also, dozens of dogs rescued from terrible living conditions. Why animal activists say the sheriff's office and animal control should have stepped in sooner.
And it's a WRL weather alert day. We have a heat advisory and an excessive heat warning that goes into effect at 11 o'clock this morning. It could feel like as hot as 115. I'll show you what it will likely feel like where you are this afternoon.
Stay safe with the latest WRL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13, and it is a WRL weather alert day. We have the potential for excessive heat and strong to severe thunderstorms. Our heat advisory here at Orange, that's where it could feel like 110. It could feel as hot as 115 from Raleigh south and east. So it's one of those days. It's a rare day that we see an excessive heat warning. So that's something we need to take seriously today. We also have a level 2 risk for severe storms. Timeline on this will be with a cold front coming through early afternoon up until around the time of the evening commute. Damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, and even some isolated flooding all possible with this later today. We do have a little bit of cloud cover out this morning. Pretty sunrise there in Durham. 80 degrees already in Durham right now. And we'll see partly cloudy skies this morning. Of course, storms this afternoon at a high of 97. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:14 right now as we check traffic, and we have that hit-and-run investigation on the south side of Raleigh. This appears to be on the ramp from Wilmington Street southbound onto South Saunders Street, that interchange right there south of the I-40 interchange. So allow some extra time and be careful as you head through that area. You might see some police activity on the side of the road. Live look right now at Durham at 885 at Cheek Road. We're looking good there on that northbound side of 885. Only a one-minute delay from I-40 up to I-85, Michelle.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And we're working to learn the name of the man who was shot and killed by Wayne County deputies. Investigators say the incident began when they received a call about a suspicious man with a weapon. Deputies say the man raised a shotgun at them while they were giving verbal commands. It happened just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon on Caps Bridge Road in Princeton. WRL spoke to a woman who says the home belongs to her mother, but says the man who was shot by deputies did not live there and is not connected to the family. The sheriff's office has not said how many deputies were involved. We do know that they've been placed on administrative leave.
And more breaking news we're following this morning. Warrenton police say they are working to figure out how a child was cut several times. Officers say they responded last night to the area of Bragg Street and Macon Street. Investigators say the boy was taken to a trauma center with a cut on his wrist, neck, and stomach. As of right now, police have not released the boy's name.
Animal activists are calling for action after more than 40 dogs were rescued from a Wilson County home. Now, we do want to warn you, the photos may be disturbing to some. In a previous statement, the sheriff's office said the dog's owner died, leaving his wife to care for them. Deputies did not press charges and instead chose to educate her. The volunteers who helped get the dogs to safety say the sheriff's office and animal control should have removed the dogs sooner. The woman who made the initial complaint says she was shocked to see the living conditions the dogs were subjected to.
This is a horrible situation of neglect and abuse with these dogs, and there was no reason to leave these dogs behind or at least not even help a rescue.
And WRL asked the sheriff's office for an interview, but we did not hear back. The dogs have been relocated to various rescues so they can be rehabbed before finding forever homes.
Starting today, you can now walk around with your alcoholic beverage in a larger area of downtown Raleigh. Sip and Stroll Downtown allows people to drink beer, wine, or cocktails as they walk through a defined area of downtown Raleigh. It began in August of last year. In May, City Council voted to expand the boundaries to include more of the Warehouse District and portions of the Capitol District up to Hillsborough Street. Sip and Stroll will also start an hour earlier with operating hours 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
The NC State Fair is just a few months away, and you can go ahead and grab your tickets starting today. This year's fair is set for October 12th through October 22nd, and this is video from last year. Advance sales for tickets, wristbands for rides, and ride tickets all go on sale today. You can get them through October 12th. Adults are $10, kids ages 6 to 12 are $5, and unlimited ride wristbands are $30. Tickets can be purchased on the State Fair's website.
Yeah, the food, the fun, and fall temperatures, maybe October. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Beautiful sunrise here. Heat's on the way again today.
It is so nice to think about what it's going to feel like in October on a day like today. Today's going to be very much like yesterday with the excessive heat and the potential for severe storms. We have a level 2 risk across the entire viewing area. Damaging winds are certainly a big possibility, at least some isolated wind damage, heavy rain that could produce some isolated flooding, and an isolated tornado, too. We take a look at the timing, likely to start right around or just after lunchtime. So most places probably going to be close to 2 o'clock. And then the severe threats likely to be over around 8 p.m., but there could be a few lingering showers or storms after that. Winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour that could knock down trees and some flash flooding possible. An isolated tornado, too. Take a look at this. So our cold front sliding eastward, and that cold front is a lot closer to us today than it was yesterday. So that bumps up our potential for thunderstorms. Watch what happened overnight last night. The shaded orange area is where we had a severe thunderstorm watch. And then the yellow boxes that pop up are severe thunderstorm warnings. And then watch right here near Johnson City as we loop this. Watch the red pop up right there. There was a tornado that moved right over Watauga County, which is where Boone is. And we haven't had any reports of damage yet. It's fairly unusual for our mountains to have tornado warnings. So we'll watch for that potential as all this slides eastward today. We're starting off with some sunshine, a little bit of cloud cover, but we'll have enough sunshine for our temperatures to really ramp up quickly. Here's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of those storms starting to move in. At 3 o'clock, they're right around the Triangle area. 4 o'clock, pushing toward Rocky Mountain, Wilson, as well as Roanoke Rapids, and then along the I-95 corridor at around 5 o'clock. Again, by 8, it looks like the severe threat may be over with a few lingering showers after that. So it's really going to be sort of an afternoon event for us. This yellow shaded area is where we have a medium risk for flooding. We could see these cells dumping a few inches of rain, which could cause some brief flooding, especially on streets. A little bit of cloud cover there in Goldsboro, Apex Chapel Hill. We're starting to see things brighten up a little bit there. Let's talk about the heat. Excessive heat warning here in purple. That's where it will feel like up to 115, feeling like 110 in our heat advisory area. A high of 97 in Raleigh, feeling like 110, and Durham feeling like 107. Fayetteville's going to feel like 115, and that 100 degrees would tie the previous record. Right around the triangle, feeling like 109 at 2 o'clock and 110 at 4 o'clock. Going to be a very hot day. Check in the tropics. There are two systems. This one in, that's farthest to the east, west, I should say, at 20% chance, 30% chance for the one that's coming off the coast of Africa right now. Just something we'll be watching, especially over the next week. After today, it improves somewhat. We go from 97 to 88. It'll still feel like low 90s, but our temperatures do ramp back up over the weekend. Right now, it looks pretty dry, though, Brian.
620 as we check traffic in Holly Springs. Just getting reports of a minor crash on the 55 bypass out at Holly Springs Road. Not seeing any big delays just yet, but I'll watch the sensors and let you know if that becomes a problem. Also, we still have this hit and run investigation on the south side of Raleigh. It appears to be on the ramp from Wilmington Street onto the South Saunders Street merge heading out of South Raleigh and into Garner. I haven't seen any big delays yet, but with a hit and run investigation, we could see some police activity there on the side of the road. Major routes holding up pretty well right now. Going to head over to the eastern side of Wake County for a look at 64. This is at the Green Pace Road Bridge just west of Zebulon. 64 westbound traffic there. The headlights, you see, it's getting busier, but no delays right now heading into Nightdale.
All right, thank you, Brian. A team from North Carolina is taking 17 tons of supplies to Hawaii today. How they plan to help when they arrive as the relief effort after the wildfire there grows. Plus,
who knows, they may become homeless because they can't pay the electric bill.
Concerns about rising energy costs as Duke Energy plans to roll out rate hikes. What happens next and when you could see the increase in your bill?
And as we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Beyonce's mom is coming to her daughter's defense about
toilet seats.
Yeah, mama to the rescue. Mm-hmm. Brian Schrader's here now with what's trending, Brian.
Hey, Beyonce's mom, Tina, is responding to an article in the British tabloid The Sun claiming that Beyonce travels with her own personal toilet seats. Now, she does not deny that there are boxes with that label on them among all the tour equipment, but mom says it's just what they call boxes used to prop up fans.
I'm confused by this. Why wouldn't you just say fan stands or something? Why is it called a toilet seat? I want to know. But, you know, if there's anybody that I think would have their own toilet seat on tour, you know, it's Beyonce. She could get whatever she wants. She's Beyonce.
Yeah, so, what if she did?
Yeah.
So what?
Right, exactly. She wants her own toilet seat.
Queen B.
Right, exactly.
I carry my toilet seat around with me.
I know.
Beyonce, Brian, not a big deal. You know, but that's a different subject.
Let's talk about Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Scott, who are now engaged to be married. The Property Brothers star reportedly proposed over the weekend while they were in Scotland. They've been dating for 4 years, and there they are.
Yeah, there they are together. They have a joint Instagram as well. So they've conjoined, they've put it together, and she said forever starts now.
But you guys were saying you weren't sure.
Flash
about
in the blink. Well, they dated like for 4 years. Will the marriage last that long?
Yes, I like them. I think they're a very good couple. I think they're a match. You can tell they're like yin and yang. I don't know. I think it's going to last.
Will the joint Instagram last that long?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think so.
Okay. Well, all right. If you think so. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Well, three men from the Triangle were part of the American Ninja Warrior semifinals last night. Brandon Thomas is from Apex. You see him here. He beat out his veteran competition and advanced to Las Vegas. And this is Isaiah Lee from Holly Springs. He did not advance, but sure gave it a good try. Matt Calanz, who is also from Holly Springs, also competed in the semifinals.
This week, we get another look at the Carolina Panthers' new starting quarterback and hopefully their revamped offensive line for Bryce Young. The team's second preseason game is Friday against the New York Giants. You can catch all the action Friday at 7 right here on WRAL.
Breaking news overnight, a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle in Raleigh. We are live from the police department with what we know so far about this incident.
And it's WRL Weather Alert Day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms. I'll show you what time those storms will likely arrive where you are and how hot it will feel where you are with our excessive heat warning coming up. And new charges this morning for former President Donald Trump related to the aftermath of the 2020 election. We break down the new indictment out of Georgia, the fourth handed up against him in recent months.